Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 578, and a new series based on and connected to the previous one about refreshing one another, and this is serve one another, and this new series is all based in John chapter 13. Now, we know we're meant to serve one another, right? Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, serve one another humbly in love. But we need confidence to do that, don't we? We need confidence, and that's why we're looking at John 13 and the example of Jesus there, because it makes all the difference when we look at him. Because serving one another isn't always easy. It needs vulnerability, it needs courage, and we risk rejection, misunderstanding, and disappointment, and it can feel really difficult unless we're deeply secure in who we are. So who are you? Who am I? We have a lot of different identities, don't we? At school, growing up, I was the headmaster's son, because my father was the headmaster. Today, for a lot of people, I'm the minister. To the insurance company, I'm the policyholder. And to my family, of course, I'm Penny's husband, Talia's grandfather, and so on. These things are real, but they're not my deepest identity, are they? That's where we need to look at Jesus. Think about John chapter 13. Everything's about to change. He is spending his final evening with the disciples before the cross. And instead of giving them some last dramatic rousing speech or something, he does something amazing. He washes their feet, for goodness sake. I mean, and then John gives us the reason before describing the action, because in verse 3 of John 13, it says, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So what do we learn about Jesus here? Thank you, John, for putting this in. Jesus knew where he came from. He knew where he was going. He knew the Father had entrusted everything to him. And because his identity was completely secure, he was free to take the role of a servant. Humility grows best in the soil of security. You see, the more secure you and I become in God's love, the less we feel the need to defend ourselves or to prove ourselves or, Lord forbid, compare ourselves to others. So tempting, isn't it? Instead, with that security, we become free, free to love, free to forgive, free to serve, just like Jesus does in John 13 and other places. We become free to live out the one another life that Jesus lived himself and calls us to. Maybe that's a prayer for today. Father, please remind me of who I am in Christ. Help me to find security in your love, so that I can serve others with the same humility that Jesus showed. So some thoughts for reflection as we wrap up here. Which of your identities tends to define you most strongly? Do you hold on to any of those too strongly and not enough to your connection with the Lord? Secondly, how does knowing that you belong to God give you the freedom to serve others? What is it about that that helps? And finally, what is one practical way that you can show Christ-like humility to someone today by serving them? If you've got any thoughts about this, please drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, and you'll find lots more resources on my website, podcast feed, and so on. Thank you very much for listening, and I pray and hope that today I and you will grow ever more secure in Christ's love, and from that security, find the freedom to serve others with joy. Till the next time, when we'll come back to John 13 for some more thoughts. Take care and God bless.